late here. Oh, it's not that late. No, I'm lying. It's 2:32 a.m. And I still sound sick. So, sorry. I still got a very stuffy nose. And my voice is deeper and scratchier than usual. And I'm whispering because everyone's asleep. But, I don't know, I can't sleep. Everyone is asleep, but I can't sleep. It hasn't really been that cold these past few days. Which, I'm totally gonna blame the weather for, I'm gonna blame the weather because I have never slept this deeply or this well before in fucking ages. You know me, you know, I end up staying up until like 3, 4, 5 a.m. most nights, and it's just fucking awful. I woke up, and there's a helicopter outside, it's a loud one. Well, it's nice, considerate. Love this neighborhood. I even lost my fucking train of thought because I was too busy shitting on the helicopter. I don't know, I'm tired and I'm sick. Oh, right, the weather. I've been sleeping like a rock these past few days. And I don't know if it's the cold medicine, the nighttime cold medicine that just knocks me out, or if it's the weather, and I'm probably gonna go with the weather, but I think the cold medicine had not a huge part, but definitely some part. Oh God, I can only sleep if I'm sick, which brings me back to my next point. It's been pretty warm these past few days, and sleeping, and I've been cold, actually. I've been cold this entire time. You know, mostly because I had a fever. When you have a fever, you can't stay warm. Anyway, the point is, it's not even that cold now. It's supposed to rain soon, though. Like, a couple days. Happy New Year. The point is, it's not that cold now. I am on the upswing of this cold semi-flu, and I'm not cold, but I don't know, do you know how, like, I realize this is just gonna be, like, 6 minutes of me rambling, so that's gonna be a fun thing to listen to when you get it. Okay, so I did take that cold medicine about like half an hour ago too, and I'm still not sleepy. So, my words, I'm not gonna be English very good. So, don't hate me too much. Can you even hate me? Even with my nose all sniffly and my voice so low and growly, can you hate me? Even when I'm bratty and terrible, can you hate me? Oh man, you should. You totally should. Point is, oh, I hear more people. Oh, that's a helicopter. Oh, it's a police car. Oh no, it's not coming this way because I don't hear anymore. Nope, I hear it now. Okay. Okay, well, I don't know, this is just my very long, rambly, I mean, it's not, I don't want to say that it's insomnia, because it's not even like 3 yet, but anyway, this is just my roundabout, upside down, stupid, pouty way of telling you that I miss you. I miss you, and I miss the way you hog the bed, and how you managed to get the dog to sleep with you instead of me. Actually, that's actually kind of like my favorite part of sleeping with you, because he used to take up all the bed, and now you do it, and now he takes up your side of the bed. I hate that you don't agree that you have a side of the bed, even though you very clearly know that your side is closer to the door in case someone comes in here. You die first. No, just kidding. Just kidding. That's not how it works. I'm not. Just kidding. That's a bad joke. No, but my side is closest to the wall. That's how it's always been. That's how it will always be. Okay, buddy? I miss how you could, like, sleep really deeply and then just, like, wake up in a snap. I don't know. I miss your messy hair. I miss your gross morning breath because it's equally as gross as mine. I miss you making fun of me because I am not functional for at least an hour after I wake up. I'm an adult. I need to be better at adulting and functioning. Anyway, we already passed the 6-minute mark. Okay. It's late and I miss you. I don't know what you're doing right now. I haven't been able to see you for like ever, so this sucks. Are you staring up at the stars too? What are you doing? I don't know. I just want to know. This is very clearly going to be longer than 6 minutes. So, sometimes I just listen to shit on repeat. And I swear I have a point to this too. Just like everything. And right now, as horrible as this sounds, because I'm in... You know, I was a very angsty teenager. Yeah, angsty is underselling it, but, you know my favorite band. Their latest album was released earlier this year, and I haven't really listened to it, except the singles that, like, came out beforehand. And even then, I don't think I listened to the second, so that's not the point here. The point is that I've been listening to it on, like, repeat for the past week. There's this song. There's a lot of good songs on there. But there's, you know how you always have favorites. I have like 5. This is an album of like 11 songs. So I like a majority of the album. It's not that I don't like dislike the rest. Okay. So there's a couple of lines from some of the songs that just like get to me, you know. So I'm just gonna... Most of these always end up with me like... repeating song lyrics. I can't sing for shit right now. Like, do re mi. I can't do anything. There's a song that just gets stuck to me. Some of these songs are like... I was like reading an interview where the lead singer talks about like the lyrics and shit, and I'm like, oh my god, this is really dark. And I don't know, I feel like, I don't know, it's dumb. I'm not gonna fangirl over him, but I'm just gonna... I don't know, there's a song, Bedless, or he titled it that, because it's a joke that he's never owned a bed, because he's always touring, and the first lines of the song are, surf to me whenever you, wait, what does it, yeah, it's surf to me, whatever you want. It's just, oh my god, he sings it so beautifully. I did not. Oh god, I can barely breathe through one nostril, so this is like the worst thing ever for me. Does it say? No, I can't do that. Oh my god. I can't sing if I wanted to. Serve to me whatever you want, and whenever you breathe it through, keep tearing my world apart. And I don't believe in a never-ending summer, cause they don't exist. Okay, yeah, the first few lines of the song are really beautiful, and then there's this other song that he basically just wrote for his girlfriend, and I think it's really funny that he like described this song as like super out there, and we didn't know if we wanted to put this on the album. And it's like,
most, okay, if you listen to a majority, if you listen to them, you know that, like, this guy's thing is love. It's, but it's, like, his thing or his desperation is always, like, finding yourself after lost love or healing or the anger or the pain, you know? So it's the dark side of getting your heart broken. And this is the first time I've ever really heard, like, a love song come out of him. There's this song that he wrote for, like, I think this is, like, the background behind it. I think, like, I totally don't fucking know their social security numbers or whatever. Like, I'm not obsessed. Anyway. I don't know this person. That'd be so weird. Oh, my God. Yeah, so this song, was written about, or was written for, friends of theirs who were getting married, and it's called Kissing in Cars, and it's, to this day, I still think it is, like, the optimal love song. Not optimal, it's just, it's so freaking cute. Oh, God, I just love that song so much. Anyway, I have, like, a list of songs that anyone ever sang, or mixtapes. I'm all about the mixtapes. There's someone out in the street. It's late. What are you doing out this late? Anyway, the song Kissing in Cars. It's very lovey-dovey. But I think that's the only true love song they've ever written. That he's ever written, at least. And this song on their new album. It's called Floral and Fading. And his girlfriend's like an Instagram model. And people in this particular band has a more rabid teenage fangirls than usual, so they would, like, message her fucked up Photoshop shit, and she would, like, obviously she'd be fucking upset, and she'd call him, and he just wrote this song for her, because there's this line that's like, oh my God, I can't remember, and I've been singing this song all day. Oh my God, there's such a good fucking part of this song. I'm, like, going through my head. Oh my God, I'm the worst. I always do this. I'm like, there's this really great part in the song, and then I'm like, I forgot that part of the song. Close your eyes, picture you and I selling daylight for gasoline. I think he goes a little too heavy-handed with all the metaphors sometimes, but I don't know. He got that one on the head. There's another line in the song. It's like, we can fake our own deaths and watch as they all disappear or something. I don't know. I think it's sweet. I don't know, because seriously, this dude just, oh my God. What is this? Okay, it's Five for the Pneumatic Self-Machine. This is their fourth album, and he has never written, like, a love song. They're post-hardcore, so, you know, there's almost always love somewhere in there, but I don't know. It's weird to see this guy maturing musically. It's like 10 years older than I am, and I'm talking about me maturing. I don't know. I listen to songs that, like, make me think of you, or the sun coming through the window in the morning reminds me of you. Or even the way my blankets get all messed up in the morning when I get up. No, everything reminds me of you. Like I said, I'm tired, it's late, I'm sick. Oh, there's another line in Bedless. I think it's part of the chorus because they sing out on. I'll sleep beside your worn in bed outline. Fuck. That line hurts, I don't know. There's a lot of really good songs in that album. Like, Cold Medicine is kicking in. I don't know, I guess I've just been thinking a lot about, and you not being able to fucking be around you as much.
so dumb. I know. And if you were here, you'd be reassuring me. Actually, if you were here, you'd be hitting me with a pillow, telling me to get my ass to sleep. Because it's almost 3. But, I know. You just... No, you just have a way making me feel better. When am I ever not... When am I going to not be crazy about you? It's fucking... It's almost 3 a.m. on a fucking Wednesday. Oh my god, no, if it's 3, that means it's a fucking Thursday. No, oh my, it's a fucking Thursday. And I'm just bumbling on about how much I love you and I miss you and how fucking cold it is without you. Also, if you were here, you would be like sick too, because I was like patient zero. I got everybody sick. I feel so bad. I'm like the harbinger of disease. I have become death, the destroyer of worlds. Like, I hate this. Oh, God. You know, stuffed animals make a poor substitute for the love of my life, but I'll make do. You'll be happy to know that the dog has taken up your side of the bed like he always does. He's just, I don't know, he seems a little forlorn. Just, he's sitting on top of the mess of pile of blankets that I always have on here. But he doesn't look happy about it. He's just like, oh, where's the other person that I bothered during the night? No, I'm pretty sure he's gonna go freaking nuts when he sees you again. That's not my point. My point is I'm getting very sleepy now. I've been rambling long enough, so I'm just gonna end this almost 20 minute long thing. Oh, you're gonna make fun of me when you hear this. I'm just gonna end it with the beautiful words of Vic Fuentes. Surf to me, whatever you want, and whenever you're breezing through, keep tearing my world apart. Maybe not that second part, but you know, surf to me, whatever you want. Good night, baby.